The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the minbar you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
These next nights, inshallah, I want to discuss different topics in regards to the aza of Imam Hussein, the remembrance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This blessing that we have that if we're not careful, we might take for granted. If that day of the year that we're looking forward to as the azadar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the first of Muharram, and this new year for us begins, by the way, Muharram is the first of the months of the lunar calendar anyway, right? So if I'm going to be looking at it as the beginning of my year, as the azadar of Imam Hussein, what does an azadar of Imam Hussein look like once this new year has passed? The first day of the new year has passed. Now, the first day of the new year for us, if Muharram is going to be that beginning for us, is 2 months and 8 days or so. So it's not just one day either. So right here we find that we have a lot of motivation. It's not just one day. People, when they make a decision to, you know, lose weight on the first day of January, right? They usually forget by the 7th, 8th, 10th of January, right? Am I right? The motivation dies out. Because, I mean, especially those first days that are off, you're going places, there's food, there's desserts and all that kind of stuff. I mean, who starts their diet on such a day? Start it like on March or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Don't do it on Thanksgiving. Don't do it on the first of the new year and so on. So for us, we're blessed that our new year is 2 months of motivation. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has conquered the hearts. Who is there to deny this? So I want to talk about a little bit about what the azadar is supposed to look like after this new year passes, after things go back to normal, inshallah, because we are getting closer, and before you know it, it will be the end of this Muharram and Safar season. What does an azadar of Imam Hussein, inshallah, look like after the new year is over? This new year of 2 months and 8 days. This new year of connection after connection after connection. Every tear is a connection to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This person, what I very humbly believe they should look like, inshallah, after Muharram and Safar have passed and things go back to normal, that motivation slowly diminishes, yes? And we go back to our normal lives. There are a few things I've listed here. Number one, that the azadar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is going to be a hard worker. You know why? Because Hazrat Abbas for 35 years, they say, was preparing. Preparing for what? For a day that he won't be able to do what he wants to do anyway. It doesn't matter. 35 years he's lived in this life. And they say he doesn't really receive anyone too well in Medina. He knows what these people did to Fatima Zahra. But he's getting ready for a day that he was made for. But Hazrat Abbas, you don't know. You're not going to be able to get it done the way you want it to. Who cares? I work hard. I'm not going to waste my time. A hard worker, reliable. That's what an azadar of Imam Hussein is. And so here, this is where we need to grow up a little bit. Once we're getting older, if we have connected with Imam Hussein throughout our lives, once I'm a little bit older, I have to have this. I have to be trustworthy. I have to be reliable. Hazrat Abbas teaches me this, that if there's no one out there, O Hussein, that will not question anything you say, it's going to be me. O Allah, I'm an azadar of Imam Hussein, so I will never question anything you have that you want me to do as a proper Muslim and follower of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Number two, brothers and sisters, now this is not something that you will actively do. It has to happen naturally, and that is that everyone is in love with the proper Azadar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know why? Because inside this individual is a fire that's burning, and so others aren't going to be burnt by this person. The fire of Imam Hussein is supposed to eat away at me from the inside, not allow me, give me the opportunity to hurt anybody anymore. I don't know what some of us are doing, brothers and sisters. I don't know. That for the purpose of Imam Hussein, we're going to hurt some people. We have to be very careful about this. Inshallah, this is not something that's happening. We have to be very careful that the real Azadar of Imam Hussein, everyone loves them. Why? Because for them, they always feel safe when it comes to this person. The Imams have told us that this individual, a proper mu'min is who? Badanuhu fi ta'ab wa nasu minhu fi raha. This person, they themselves, their body is tired and in fatigue because they work so hard. Hazrat Abbas, is there any time that he was comfortable? But the people, he's such a hard worker, or she's such a hard worker. But the people though, they're in comfort when it comes to this person. Why? Because they don't have to worry. Oh my God, I slipped up in front of this person. This happened, that happened. Now I got to watch out because people are going to be messaging each other, spreading things. No. Proper Azadar of Imam Hussein, after this quote-unquote new year is over, yes, they go back. We all go back to our normal lives. That's where Allah is actually watching, because the hype is slowly dying out. We have to go back to normal again until next year. That's when I have to watch out for myself. It's easier said than done. It's easier for me to sit up here and talk about it, but for me to walk the walk, it will take sacrifice. Another thing about the Azadar of Imam Hussein, inshallah, is that Imam Hussein, did you know, was in love with somebody himself? The one that everyone is in love with. Imam Hussein was in love with somebody out there. His name was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, who is this that Imam Hussein is so in love with? Because I thought that's where it ends right there. Imam Hussein is where it ends, of love. But then, there's somebody that Imam Hussein is doing everything for and giving everything for, and he's just talking to him all the time on Ashura. Are you happy now? Are you happy now, O Allah? Do I need to give my Asghar? Do I need to give Abdullah bin al-Hasan, that last orphan after Ali and al-Asghar, that final test of Imam Hussein? Allah, who is this? Who is this Allah? So for me, very personally, if it was me, what I would say is that I will count how many majalis I've been to in Muharram and Safar, and I will make sure that I will spend that much time throughout the other 10 months. 10 months is 5 times 2 months, right? I will try my best to at least spend that much to learn about who this person is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Imam Hussein is so in love with. Trust me, there is more to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anything else, anyone else. He has spoken to us. 600 plus pages of the Quran is a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein says on the night of Ashura, "Inni uhibbu tilawata kitabillah." I love to recite the Quran. Lahum dawiyun kadawiyun nahl. You could hear a humming sound on the night of Ashura. They are reciting Quran. You just hear the humming sound though. Isn't that beautiful? So this Azadar of Imam Hussein, inshallah, is going to be seeking something here. I've gotten a taste of divine love through Imam Hussein. Let me complete this now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the thing is, with Allah, it's a little more long term. With Allah, because the love is so great, it takes a lot of work. Yes, it's not for everybody maybe. It's not for everybody. It takes work day in and day out, watching out that I might, the wajibat, the muharramat, am I observing these? How much am I thinking about Allah? How much am I learning about Allah? How much am I reciting His book? How much ibadah am I doing as much as the time allows me in my life? How much of it? These things build a person's iman to the point that they fall in love. Love with Allah is going to be the same genre of love with Imam Hussein, because they're both divine. But getting there is going to be a little bit harder. It's going to take work. But look, Imam Hussein is pushing us. Imam Hussein is behind us, saying, look, Anytime you get stuck, just look back and look what I did. I sacrificed. I made sacrifices. You need to do that work. I taught you that in one day. Allah doesn't want that from you. What I went through in one day, spread it out over 70 years. And still we won't get very even close to that sacrifice. But, you know, figuratively speaking here, and very loosely speaking, how much sacrifice do I have to make every day? If I spread out the sacrifice of Ashura, spread it out over 100 years. Yes? Something like that. We have to look at it like that. So it will take work.
Swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.